TZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
King Misuzulu says the new King Shaka statue in Durban should serve as a symbol of unity for the Zulu nation. He unveiled the 13-meter-tall statue at King Shaka International Airport today. It honors the founder of the Zulu nation, who established one of the most formidable kingdoms in southern Africa. Speaking at the event, King Misuzulu thanked the provincial government for keeping the promise made to his father, the late King Zwelithini, to erect a statue that properly honored the warrior king. He says he felt the presence of both his father and Shaka when the statue was unveiled.
In a time when we are beset by those who would harm us, who threaten the well-being of our children, we have much to learn from the wisdom of King Shaka in this manner. His legacy teaches us the importance of defending our communities, harnessing intelligence rooted in the strength of our people, ensuring the safety of our future generations. By embracing his lessons, we forge a stronger and more resilient society.
President Cyril Ramaphosa also attended the ceremony, saying the statue stands as a proud testament to a great history of Shaka Zulu.
This statue will not only inspire visitors to our country and see this statue a representation of a great king, it is the greatest source of pride that King Shaka's life, his history and contribution is being retold and reclaimed by the generation born into democracy.
A disability advocate says a piece of legislation meant to protect disability rights is inaccessible to the very community it aims to serve. The South African Law Reform Commission has called for public input on its discussion paper on Project 148. It aims to align South Africa's laws with international disability rights standards. But disability advocate Willeen Holness says there is no other form of the draft bill that accommodates members of the disabled community.
The bill goes from page 84 up to page 119. So there's 43 sections. There is no easy to read version, there is no braille version, and there is no plain language version. So that means that persons with disabilities, particularly persons with neurodevelopmental disabilities like autism, those who are blind or sight impaired, or those who have intellectual disabilities, will find it difficult to navigate the wording of the bill in order to make submissions.
Holness says this is a direct infringement of their right to accessibility.
When you speak directly to a legislation that is aimed to put in place protections of and fulfillment of the rights of persons with disabilities, it is crucial that self-representation and consultation is at the heart of this process.
And Lebanon's health ministry says Israeli strikes in the east of the country have killed 40 people. 53 more people have been injured around the city of Baalbek as Israel's operation against Hezbollah continues. Durban 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 25, Richards Bay 26.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Andre Esterhazen expecting a real tussle against Scotland on Sunday. Damian McKenzie back at fly half for the All Blacks when they take on Ireland tomorrow. And a strong start to the series is key for the Proteas, according to captain Aidan Markram.